Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. You're number two, burns the hair in my nose. But we fought hand in paw, now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.
This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Coach Talk. I am your host, Coach E. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us this week. I am so elated to have Miss Tamara Taylor with Exit Resource Realty, one of our sponsors here in the studio. Lord, can I speak this week? I'm really trying to get it together in the studio this week to talk about Exit for a moment. So, Tamara, if you don't mind, can you talk to our listeners about Exit Resource Realty and what you all have going on this week?
Sure. Thank you again for having me, Coach E. Greatly appreciate it. Wanted to let everyone know, if you have thought about taking on a new career, I want to share with you some positives with Exit. We really take the time to train, to assist you. We want to be able to be a fellowship where you can come in and really hone in on those skills. We're at a time right now where people are looking for additional income. They're going through different things, and real estate is an amazing way. We also have classes. If you're sitting there thinking, well, I'm not licensed, I don't know what to do and how to get started, hey, we have every tool and resources in our toolkit to help you, from the classes to the training once you get licensed to even helping you prepare for your testing. Whatever it is that you need, Exit has it. We also have residual income so that you can get paid while you're sleeping. Who doesn't like that opportunity?
I love residual income.
Yes.
That passive income is wonderful.
And a lot of people don't know about it, and especially in real estate, because they're just like, well, how can that be? Sit with me. Give me a call at 804-519-7676, and let me show you the Exit Resource Realty way. We have tons of resources, and we are your Resource Realty team.
Oh, well, thank you, Tamara, for coming in and talking to the listeners about our listeners about the opportunity over at Exit. I'm excited that there is an opportunity, and it's the first of the year.
Yes.
So this is a perfect time to really start thinking about change. What needs to change. You know, they say if nothing changes, what is that word? You got to help me. I don't know why my thoughts are so scattered
this
afternoon.
It's all right. It's been a long day.
Yeah, it has been a long day. Shout out to Providence Middle School. Let me say that. but, you know, to be insane is to keep doing the same thing over and over again.
Expecting a different result. Well, we have to do something different. And real estate is an amazing gateway because you're helping others, you're helping yourself, and you're putting yourself in a position to be a blessing, not just to those that you're serving, but for your family and your entire community, because there's so many ways and there's so many facets to real estate that people don't really understand. They just think the traditional buying and selling, but let me sit and talk with you and go through some of the different ways.
Yes, and if you want to see a change, be the change.
Yes.
You have got to do that. And look, real estate is actually one of the tools that people use.
Yes.
In order to build wealth.
Yes.
So we're talking about wealth building. It would be a phenomenal opportunity. Now, I know you can build wealth without being a real estate agent.
Yes.
But you actually have a a glimpse into stuff before other people do.
Other people get it. We get things that are coming soon. We get notices. Okay, this one is getting ready to hit the market. So we get a lot of inside stuff that can really help benefit you before it even comes available to the public.
Right, that you can build your wealth from.
Yes.
So if you're thinking about, if you need change, if you've been sitting there and you're looking at your 9-to-5 and it's really just not cutting the mustard in terms of where you want to go, you're like, look, I have this 5, this 10-year plan and I need extra money, and you're like, where do I do it? I like to help people, but I need to make a difference in what I'm doing. Give Tamara a call over at Exit Resource Realty. Tamara, give them your number again.
804-519-7676.
Remember, if you want to see a change, be the change.
Be the change. I love that.
Yes. Yes. So thank you, Minister Tiger, for that. So now, you heard me give a shout out to Providence Middle School.
Yes.
So I have the opportunity to go in for a few hours, mm-hmm, Monday through Thursday to teach financial wellness.
Yes.
And I just love the young people over there. This is like an amazing opportunity, right? It's been a while since I've taught youth. Mm-hmm. Tamara, you and I had an opportunity. A vision guy gave me about helping teenagers become financially independent.
Yes.
You actually helped me. You and another young lady helped me to really build out,
yes,
that nonprofit organization. And so we were teaching youth. So I hadn't had an opportunity to really talk to youth on that basis in so long. But recently, having this opportunity, it's like, wow. It's like, even, you know how when you go back to teaching certain things, like basic things?
Yeah, I was going to say, it brings you back to basics and your foundational principles.
Exactly, because you hear so much about, this is how you come out of debt, this is how you build wealth, this is how you do this. And it's just so much stuff out here,
yes,
right, that can actually cloud you. And if you're not careful, you find yourself chasing so many things.
Yes.
And
so true.
And so you when you have these opportunities to actually sit down and help others build that foundation from a very simplistic place,
yes,
it opens you up. So, you know, one of the things that we're talking about is money, right? And so just hearing, even as youth, and this is so inspiring to hear that youth have such an understanding of what money is. Yeah. You know, I asked them a question, and I'm going to ask you, because, you know, the role would be split. But I would ask people, do you need money to live?
Mm-hmm.
And so some will raise their hand yes, and some would say no. And so as an adult, I had to take a step back.
Okay.
Because when I teach, I don't just teach from what I've been taught working for some of the banks that I've been at. I don't teach necessarily from everything that I've gone through, although all of these are infused, but I also teach by what I hear Holy Spirit speaking.
Yes.
And so I had to take a step back, because I was like, wait a minute, some of us really act like we need money to live. But there are only three things that we need in order to live. That's food, water, mm-hmm, and air.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the three things we need to live.
Yes.
Money just makes our life comfortable.
It does.
Because it allows us to get the things that we need. Because there's really no value to money.
That is
money right. Is stored or implied value. It was something that was created in order to create a fair trade or a fair barter. So, for example, if you, Tamara, was a baker, mm-hmm, and I was an eyeglass maker, and I needed bread, but you didn't need glasses, there wouldn't be a way for us to trade.
Right.
So money made things really easy.
Yes.
For us to be able to trade. It created a stored value. We understand that gold is not back to money. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So money is created as much debt as the U.S. get into is as much money as is generated.
Yeah.
So money really has no value. So people out here talking about, I'm trying to get this paper. What are you getting paper for?
Right. That's a good question. That is such a good question, because you hear that all the time. I'm in my bag. I'm trying to get this paper. to
the bag ain't the bag is not the value.
Correct.
What are you exchanging it for? Now we're talking about when you really get into stewardship, these are things that we start asking ourselves. What is it that I'm trying to obtain? Am I trying to build wealth so that when I go to retire, I can live comfortably? Am I trying to leave an inheritance for my children and my children's children? Am I doing this because I want to make sure my kids don't have to worry about anything when it's time to go to college? Mm-hmm. Like, what are your goals? What are your plans? What are your ambitions? Why are you doing what you're doing? Because what happens a lot of times, and I'm gonna get ready to stop and go to a commercial break, but what happens a lot of time is we start chasing money.
Yes.
And then when we start chasing money, we don't realize that we're putting down who our God really is, and we start picking up another God.
Yeah.
And so we start compromising ourselves for this other God. And so we put down our integrity and all of these things that God says that we are supposed to have because we want to get a dollar.
Yes.
That has no value.
Yes.
Because it's just implied or stored.
Yeah.
Just for an exchange.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to stop for a commercial.
That's good.
Break.
That's good, Coach E. I'm loving it.
This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.
Are you a small business owner in need of funding solutions? Look no further. URN Asset Financial Group is your one-stop financial shop. We specialize in providing tailored funding solutions to help your business thrive. Whether it's a startup loan, equipment financing, or working capital, we've got you covered. Visit our website at www.urnasset.com or call us today at 301-388-5103. That's www.urnasset.com or 301-388-5103. URN Asset Financial Group, where your success is our priority. Let's build business together.
This is Tamara Taylor from Exit Resource Realty, and this week's tip is all about credit. Before beginning your home search, Chris and I want to ensure that there's a seamless process between realtor and lender. We complete a discovery call that will answer some key questions and ensure that you're ready to move forward in the home buying process.
So let's talk about the five components of your credit score. First is payment history, which is 35% of your score. Next is the amount owed or credit utilization, which is 30% of your score. Next, we have the length of credit history, which is 15% of your score. And the next two sections are new credit and types of credit, which are 10% each. Having an understanding of how these components work will give you full control of your credit score and unlock your home buying potential. Contact Chris Watson with Movement Mortgage or Tamara Taylor when you're ready to learn more about the home buying process.
I can be reached at 804-519-7676.
Or call me at 804-267-0542.
This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.
All right, everyone, this is your host, Coach E, and welcome back to Coach Talk. We are talking about everyone's favorite word, and that's money, right?
Money.
And before we go back into our conversation, I want to do a shout out to our sponsors, to Exit Resource Realty, Movement Mortgage, DaFi, Trampoline Park, Sky Zone, and Justice and Change for Victims of Nursing Facilities. Thank you all so much for sponsoring our show. And so let's kind of get back to some things here. So before we took a commercial break, we were talking about money and it really having an implied value, a stored value, mm-hmm. and that the value and the exchange is not on the money itself. The value is on what you're exchanging the money for.
Right.
So if we take that mindset and we think about, well, the value is on what we're exchanging the money for, then we have to start looking at what are we always exchanging our money for?
That's a good question. And it really makes you think, what are we really exchanging it for?
So when you find yourself in a place, and what I've learned, because Coach E has not always had it together, okay? Still every day, I'm learning. Every day is a school day. I had a business partner years ago, and he would always say, look, Erica, every day is a school day. When the student is ready, the teacher will show. And so here I am. I've been in an industry for years, and every day.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
It's still a school day. And I'm learning. I make mistakes just like the next person. But the thing is that when you get the understanding, when you get the lesson and you get the understanding and you start to apply it and you begin to watch it transform your life, when you start to be obedient to the voice of God and you do what he say, because he know all. We say, God, you are the God of all knowing, but when he say go do this, do we really go do it, or do we sit there with God, I don't understand how this is going to make, how everything is going to work out over here, because in my mind I had already had it fixed out over here. And it's like, okay, who's the God?
Girl, stop stepping on my toes.
Oh, okay, bam, I stepped again. No, seriously, because we've all been in these places. Mm-hmm. You know, I just yesterday we was in a car together, and I said, I had to go back and say, God, I'm sorry, because I realized that when you tell me to do a thing, it doesn't require any comment.
Yeah, just the obedience of doing it.
And so when our parents used to say, I told you to go do X, Y, and Z, why are you talking back to me? Mm. Matter of fact, think about us as parents. When we tell our kids, go do X, Y, and Z, and they start talking back, we get attitudes.
Yes. Yes.
But when God, our Father, said, go do X, Y, and Z, and we're like, well, God, I don't understand, we're giving him the same lip that we fuss at our children about. Thank God for his grace His mercy.
Thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Because if not, I don't know where we would be.
And this is a part of learning stewardship.
It is. And I will tell you, it is a journey. Learning stewardship and truly understanding and being submissive and being obedient, it is a journey, because that flesh of yours, as you said, want to go to the whole nother side. Oh, no, well, I figured it, and I'm going to do it this way, and then you still coming back looking crazy.
Yes, you
because
did.
It didn't work in your way, and you still going over here, and you still praying, well, God help me, bring me on out, and you still haven't learned the lesson. Or have you? Are you repeating it? Did you take it?
It's a heart thing.
It is.
It's a heart thing. I think, and I'm going to speak from Coach E, because I'm not, I know you said I was stepping on toes, but yeah. I'm learning to allow Coach E to be a little bit more vulnerable, okay? So what I found is that it's a heart thing. So a lot of times what I would do is say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. But really in the backdrop, I was still trying to work the scenario my way. because I was afraid of the yes, Lord, what his will looked like compared to what I wanted as an outcome. So I was still trying to be in control of something that I was giving him lip service for of yes, Lord, but yet I was still doing me.
Yeah.
So when we're talking about stewardship and we're talking about knowing the seeing, getting the lessons and hearing the voice of God, we have to apply all of that in order for something to change.
We do. And then, like you said, it's a hard thing, because when you are at a low place or a frustrated place and your weight isn't working, is your heart thorny? Or is it going to come to a place where, okay, God, I'm surrendering and I'm submitting because this is what you told me to do and you know what's best for me? Or am I going to have my adult temper tantrum because this is Tamara and her vulnerable moment for a second? I sometimes get into that adult temper tantrum because my way didn't work and I had a picturesque of what it was supposed to look like. And God is sitting back like, okay, but that's not what I said.
Well, we also have to remember, and I'm trying to, you know, stay in a certain place because this can go so, stewardship is so much. It's more than, I tell you guys all the time that anybody can be showed how to budget. Anybody can be showed how to make money. Anybody can be showed how to go and get an investment and make it, right? Make right. that investment work. But the key to it is, in order to sustain it and keep it, you have to know how to steward a thing. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that we have to understand that we serve a God that knows all. So when he says, okay, I see that you went and brought the land, now build the house. And we're like, God, I don't know where the money is coming from building the house. And we should take a mindset of, okay, God, let me figure how do I build the house? Where's my resource? It's not if there's a resource. It's where is my resource? Because God isn't going to tell you to do something that he hasn't already provided.
Right.
It's already done. Right. So if you're hearing, and this is no plug to you, Tamara, but this is to the people that are listening. If God has told you already, go buy a house. Go buy a house. If you're saying, well, my credit is stopping me, let's stop spending. Slow down your spending. I want you to look at your resources. I want you to take 30 days to really see, where do you move your money? Look at your bank statements. See where your money is going. If you're a person that is always spending cash, we're going to have to change some things. Right. You're going to have to be more accountable. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to know. I don't like to call it a budget. I like to call it a spending plan, because a spending plan suggests that I can still spend, but I have to have a plan of how I'm going to spend.
Right.
A budget comes with this notion that people get real clammed up about, but businesses, they have budgets or spending plans, right? And businesses are always spending. You got to spend to make money, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to have a spending plan. And then in your spending plan, you have to say, okay, do I really need all of these cable channels? That's the first thing you start cutting out. What are things that you are doing that are extra stuff that you can pull back? How many times I eat out? You know, can I pull that back some?
Right.
If you have, let's say, $10,000 worth of debt that you got to get rid of, I'm telling you, if you really look at where you are and you be honest with yourself and you start to downgrade, you know, sometimes, Coachy being vulnerable, I remember I moved to Maryland the second time, because I lived in Maryland twice. The second time I moved to Maryland, and I remember saying to my pastor at that time, I was like, okay, I'm looking for an apartment. And she said, Erica, it's just you. I said, yeah, I know. She said, so why are you looking for two bedrooms? Because I want two bedrooms. And she looked at me, and I looked at her. Like, I mean, I don't understand the problem. I want two bedrooms. I want what I want. And if I got to pay for it, I'm going to pay for it. And she had to remind me, it's just you. Mm-hmm. You're starting over.
Right, right.
You're building out of something. So what I'm saying is that I understand we want what we want, but it's the time for you to have it now or later.
Yes, good point.
So what happens is when we're stewarding, our decision making is skewed, either because we're trying to make a statement to people, or because we're dealing with some traumas, there's a backdrop to how you're making decisions.
Right.
And so we have to take a step back and look at, is what I'm doing, is Lord, look, if you say I don't have nobody I can really go talk to, well, that's good. That means you in a season where it's just you and the Lord walking.
Right.
So take some time and have a conversation with God. Is it okay for me to do this? And let me tell you the thing that I learned. If he don't respond, don't move. I had to learn that the hard way. I thought no response, then go ahead.
Go ahead and get it. Do it.
And that's a whole nother show for us to kind of talk about.
Yes, it is.
What that looks like. But if you don't hear, don't do it.
Right.
Stay still. Mm-hmm. Please don't make that purchase. Do not go to that place. Just chill. God heard you. He really heard you. And sometimes daddy just get tired of just saying the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again. So he just don't say nothing.
Yeah, because we know how to ask a question in more than one way. Thinking we're going to get the yes that we want. And then we still sitting there like, well, did you hear me?
Right. No, he heard you. He heard you before you even uttered it out of your mouth. It was in your heart.
It was already in your heart.
So he heard you before you even opened your mouth. If he didn't answer, he had a reason for not answering.
Yes.
So look, I love having these conversations every week. But you know, we're at the end of the show. And so we're going to wrap up. But Tamara, before we go.
Yes.
Can you let everyone that is thinking about, hey, I need a change, I'm thinking about this real estate thing, how do I reach out to you again?
First, you would want to call my cell phone or send me a text at 804-519-7676. We want to sit down and have a conversation. So the same way we've been talking about stewardship, we can steward over your time, help you in whatever way is possible. This could be a great avenue for part-time income. Gives you some freedom, gives you some full-time income at a part-time basis. Who doesn't like that? All you have to do is reach out. Again, 804-519-7676. Call or text. No judgment. It's confidential. If you're already a licensed agent and you're just thinking about you wanting a shift or a change, please reach out. Let me show you how we can help you grow and build.
Thank you so much, Tamara, for coming
on
this week. Also, I just want to recap just what we had talked about today. We talked about money, and we talked about that the value isn't in the money, but it's in the exchange. What are you exchanging it for? We also talk about obedience in reference to stewardship.
Yes.
You know, everything belongs to God. It's not ours. It's his, and we want to take care of it so we don't lose it.
Right.
And we understand that if we don't take care of things or we don't steward it right, that we can lose that opportunity or lose that gift. We also understand that it's a timing. So that's why obedience is necessary. So if he's telling you to come out of debt now and you're still spending, stop. Get you a spending plan. If he's telling you to buy a house but you got credit issues, stop. Get your credit together. All of these things you can do. You really can do it.
Yes.
It's time for us to make some changes, some real changes. And again, this is Coach E. Look, I done been homeless. I done had repossessions. Like, I can tell you, I done been probably where half of you are or have been. I can tell you about that, and I can tell you how deflating it is. But here's the thing. The enemy deflates you, but you got to remember that God gave grace. So anything that you find yourself in right now, you can get up and come out of. You just got to want to do it. So thank you for joining us this week for Coach Talks. I'm your host, Coach E, and we will talk next week.
Next week.
This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.
Are you a small business owner in need of funding solutions? Look no further. URN Asset Financial Group is your one-stop financial shop. We specialize in providing tailored funding solutions to help your business thrive. Whether it's a startup loan, equipment financing, or working capital, we've got you covered. Visit our website at www.urnasset.com or call us today at 301-388-5103. That's www.urnasset.com or 301-388-5103. You are an asset financial group where your success is our priority. Let's build business together.
This is Tamara Taylor from Exit Resource Realty. And this week's tip is all about credit. Before beginning your home search, Chris and I want to ensure that there's a seamless process between realtor and lender. We complete a discovery call that will answer some key questions and ensure that you're ready to move forward in the home buying process.
So let's talk about the five components of your credit score. First is payment history, which is 35% of your score. Next is the amount owed or credit utilization, which is 30% of your score. Next, we have the length of credit history, which is 15% of your score. And the next two sections are new credit and types of credit, which are 10% each. Having an understanding of how these components work will give you full control of your credit score and unlock your home buying potential. Contact Chris Watson with Movement Mortgage or Tamara Taylor when you're ready to learn more about the home buying process.
I can be reached at 804-519-7676.
Or call me at 804-267-0542.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.